This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees related to power, road, rail, oil and gas, education and housing at Mohbhatta in Bilaspur district of Chhattisgarh. Addressing a public meeting on this occasion, the Prime Minister said that a new era of permanent peace is being seen in the Naxal affected areas of Chhattisgarh.
छत्तीसगढ़ की स्थिति तेजी से बदल रही है. जब सुकमा जिले के एक स्वास्थ्य केंद्र को राष्ट्रीय गुणवत्ता प्रमाण पत्र मिलता है तो नया विश्वास जगता है. जब कई सालों बाद दंतेवाड़ा में फिर से स्वास्थ्य केंद्र शुरू होता है नया विश्वास जगता है. ऐसे ही प्रयासों के कारण नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्रों में स्थायी शांति का नया दौर नजर आ रहा है.
During the program, Grih Pravesh of 3 lakh beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen was held. The Prime Minister handed over the keys of houses to 3 lakh beneficiaries of this scheme. Mr. Modi said that his government does not just build four walls, but also builds the lives of the people living in these houses. 50 Maoists surrendered today in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. Out of these, 13 Maoists had a reward of 68 lakh rupees declared on their heads. It is for the first time that such a large number of Maoists have surrendered together in the state. Bijapur district's superintendent of police, Jitendra Kumar Yadav, said that those who surrendered include Maoists of the level of militia commanders and deputy commanders active in the Maoists PLGA battalion and other companies. The surrendered Maoists were given a cheque of 25,000 rupees each as an incentive under the state government's rehabilitation policy. In Odisha, 11 coaches of the Bengaluru-Guwahati-Kamakhya Superfast Express derailed at Manguli Chowdwar near Nirgundi Railway Station in Cuttack district today. One passenger from West Bengal has died and at least 7 passengers have been injured, some of them serious in this accident. The injured passengers are being treated at SCB Medical College and Hospital at Cuttack. A special train from the site of the accident was arranged by the Indian Railways this evening to take the stranded passengers to their destinations. Railway officials said restoration work at the accident site has been commenced and necessary measures are being taken to resume train services in the affected section as soon as possible. A high-level probe has been ordered by the Indian Railways to ascertain the cause of the derailment. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today held a meeting of leaders of all 5 constituent parties of the NDA in Patna. Mr. Shah convened the meeting at the official residence of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and discussed strategy and various issues related to Bihar Assembly election, which is likely to be held later this year. Besides JDU National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, leaders of all NDA constituent parties like LJPR, Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular and Rashtriya Lok Morcha remain present. The meeting was in continuity of discussions held earlier among the NDA allies in New Delhi. The Ministry of Home Affairs MHA today extended the Armed Forces Special Powers Act AFSPA in 8 districts and 21 police stations across 5 other districts in Nagaland for another 6 months starting from 1st of April 2025. According to the notification, the MHA stated that AFSPA will continue to be in force in the districts of Dimapur, Neoland, Chumokedima, Mon, Kipire, Noklak, Pek and Perin. The notification stated that the decision was made following a review of the law and order situation in the state. Leading Indian flyer Indigo commenced direct flights between Tiruchirappalli and Jaffna. Jaffna already connects Chennai through daily flights, which has provided much-needed connectivity for people of both countries. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets at Vishakhapatnam. Chasing 164 runs for a victory, Delhi made 166 in 16 overs, losing 3 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.